The GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Vagas Falchukas, Ian Clark, coming Luke Class, Galen Shock, and the show. Me, Tom Comack, coming with you to you as usual on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock. And as we always say at this time of the week, hope you can stay with us because we've got some interesting people to talk to you. Coming over tonight's programme, we're going to be joined shortly by Manus Boyle and John Lynch to reflect on Sunday's Ulster semi-final and Tyrone's 9-point victory over Donegal in Clonus. The two former stars will also look forward to Tyrone's prospects in the Ulster final against either on Monaghan. And what of Donegal's prospects as they face into the All-Ireland qualifiers and, of course, a home tie on Saturday week against Longford in Ballybuffet. Buffet. That's all to come. We'll also be joined later in the programme as well by former Derry All-Ireland winner Eamon Burns on the mood in the Oak Leaf County after last weekend's first round qualifier win over Waterford. But it's to that game in Clonus first we go, and just before we go to that, just to remind you, if you have any comments or you want to say anything about the programme or about the game or have any issues you wish to us to discuss here on the programme or any people you want us to talk to, you can text us on 086 60 25000, and if you want to dial us from the or text us from the north of Ireland or outside the dialing area, it's 0 0 0 5 3 9 8 8 6 60 25000. That's a pretty difficult one. I'll give you that again. 0 5 3 0 3 5 3 9 60 Jimmy's laughing here. We got that one wrong. I must write it down the next night, Jimmy. 60 25000. We got it right at last, and sorry about that hiccup there, but it's back to Clonus we go. And first of all, of course, Tyrone had that big victory over Donegal last weekend, 121 to 112. Couple of late scores for Donegal, including a Michael Carroll Gore goal, put a little bit of respectability on it. But first, before we're joined by Manus Boyle and John Lynch to rake over the coals of that game, we first hear what the respective managers, Rory Gallagher and Mickey Hart, thought of the game. First, we hear from Mickey Hart.
That much of a margin. I mean, everybody believed, I think Donegal were very confident they could win the game. We were confident within ourselves that we could win the game. I don't think either of us would really have expected to win it by that amount of a margin. But sometimes this happens in football. You get a one-off day like that when things go very well for one team and not quite so good for the other one. And that's what happens. You know, you get a result that's not expected. And we wouldn't be hanging our coats on that result to say, this is the way we'd play every day and this is the way we'd be playing the rest of the year. We should learn from this, enjoy the things we did well and learn from the times we were opened up as well and could have had more goals scored against us.
Went very much according to script for the first 15-20 minutes, tit for tat.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. We did play that sort of containment game, if you like, that we were containing them and they were containing us, and it was picking off some good, even in the midst of that there were some lovely scores picked off. So it wasn't as if it was a nil all after 20 minutes with a lot of defensive play. There's a lot of defensive play but still some nice scores, so I think that was very encouraging, that even though both teams were having a great eye to defence, there's some great scores coming in spite of that. So I think maybe that released the whole notion that, you know, this needn't be a low scoring game.
Yeah, I thought the change coincided with you pushing up on Donegal for the last 10 minutes of the first half, and you're tagged on, I think, was it 4 or 5 points then?
Yeah, that was a big time for us in the game, you know, because it was, as you say, nip and tuck up to that stage, and in many ways it was a mirror image of what happened to us in Ballybuffet in the league. We were 4-all after 22 and a half minutes in that game, and Donegal just picked off score after score and went in 9-4 up. And that was the difference in us having no mission in the second half. And it kind of was like that. We got really crucial scores at that time. And not the one or the two or three, but the more it went on to become seven, it really left us in a very strong position.
12-5 up at half-time, you were in a great position.
Absolutely. I mean, to have 12 points against Donegal in a whole game would have always been
13-1 at last year.
Our limit. It would have been our limit nearly, and to get it in one half was definitely very encouraging for us.
And then the goal really in the second half more or less finished the game as a contest.
Well, I think it did. It put enough daylight between us that even if Donegal had a real purple patch, it was going to be very hard to overcome that deficit. And I suppose when they missed a goal chance or two as well, it really made it sure that you know, they had to go for some goals. Maybe they could have picked a few more points off, but because we had that amount of a lead, they felt the need to go for goals. And that's what happens when you get a big...
Very disappointed to be beaten by one of your big rivals, and very disappointed to be beaten in the manner we were beaten. We were well and truly beaten, to be fair, you know.
What went wrong? Because you were with them for the first 25 minutes or so, it was very even.
For the first 15, 20 minutes, it was nip and tuck. And, you know, it was kind of in around 3-each, 4-each, 5-each, but Tyrone kicked into gear. I felt we were careless in possession. We gave a lot of sloppy ball away, and Tyrone picked us off on the counter-attack. And thought we defended too deep, and we invited Tyrone on too much, and we paid a huge penalty in the 7-8-10 minutes coming up to half-time.
Missed a goal chance as well, I suppose, which was a crucial point in the game as well. I know it was very early, but at that stage, a goal would be a big score.
Well, you know, you get a goal at that stage, and even having played quite poorly coming up to half-time, it would have left you with a reasonable gap. But look, Tyrone probably would feel they should have the goal as well. But, you know, overall, we can't afford to defend like that. You know, we stood off Tyrone players coming through, and we just allowed them to dictate.
Yeah, they pushed up on you for the last 10 minutes of the half, and that was the crucial period, really.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it was that we give the ball away up in their end of the pitch. You know, we were able to get up there, and, you know, rather than break tackles and rather than keep the ball and, you know, work the shooting opportunity, we give it away carelessly.
Yeah, and you were in a bad position at half time.
Yeah, it wasn't a good position to be in, but whatever slight breeze was, and it's a wee bit easier to kick down, we had it. But, you know, Tyrone came out, and again, our defending was very poor for Tiernan McCann's goal, so the game kind of petered out of that. We showed a lack of fight as well, which was disappointing.
Yeah. What's that down to, you think?
It's hard to tell. It's a, you know, we weren't naive enough to think that we're just going to land, you know, in Ulster and play the Tyrones of this world and possibly Monaghans of this world, you know, and hit the ground. You know, it's a big step up from league. We're aware of that. You know, we have a very young team. Doesn't make it any easier today, but it's something we've got to learn from.
That's Rory Gallagher there. And before Rory, we heard from the Tyrone manager, Mickey Hart. Of course, Tyrone defeated Donegal 121-112 in that Ulster Senior Championship semi-final last Sunday in Clonus. A big victory for the Tyrone men. I'm delighted to see him joined by a former Tyrone star and, of course, regular contributor here to the GAA programme, John Lynch. John, certainly a happy man after Sunday's performance.
Oh yes, Tom. Well, I suppose whenever you go out in the semi-final and beat a team like Donegal, we're always going to be happy, Tom. You know, it's progression that we're hoping to get, and we got it. Going into the game, Tom, and at the start, and I talked to you the weekend. We didn't like it was one game that we felt nobody could really call, and I would say there was very few people would have argued with that, Tom. But you know, the way the game transformed, and when you listen to the interviews there, especially from Rory. He was disappointed in a lot of stuff that went on in his own team. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of work to be done and with the Donegal setup. But as far as Mickey, I didn't actually catch it, his interview there, but like, Mickey would have been well and truly pleased with the performance that was shown by the players. And I'm sure, you know, as we watched on, there was a lot of... Mickey had a lot of stuff... You know, there was a lot of strategy going on with Mickey there. He had a lot of stuff in mind, a lot of stuff that he had worked out. Obviously, that was going to be played against Donegal, the stuff that he was looking at, and I think the way he was going to set his team out, to set his players against certain players. So there's a lot of homework done on Mickey's part, you know, to be fair. So, you know, he got the just rewards, and I'm sure in his interview would have said that, you know.
And just remind listeners, like, what those tactics were.
Well, I suppose, you know, when you looked at it, we pushed up on the kickouts, Tom, which we... Look, we haven't been doing that for quite a few years now. Like, you know, like I was critical, but I wasn't happy sometimes to see most teams we played against getting their kickouts, you know, to their local defenders very easily. We pushed up totally on Donegal kickouts, and you could tell by the Donegal keeper, he was a bit confused, or not so much confused, but he was a bit annoyed, Tom, that he couldn't get find the people that he was normally finding. You could see him; he was irate at times with his arms out and stuff. So that plan and strategy obviously worked. I'm sure everybody expected, you know, maybe when we talked about Karen was supposed to pick up Michael Murphy, it transformed to be Paddy Hampsey. Paddy picked up Michael, and, you know, and the process got himself 2 points. You know, that worked as well. It seemed to be we seemed to attack more, Tom. The attacking in our game was more pronged. Like, normally it was like, you know, Myler didn't start, but it's usually from Myler or Tiernan McCann. There seemed to be like 3 or 4 different responsibilities there from different players coming, you know, with that four pronged attack as opposed to 2 or 3 lads coming through. So there was obviously stuff that I'm not privy to exactly what went on, Tom, but I know that looking on, it was a different setup for throwing this time for sure.
Like, yeah, and of course, what I noticed as well, were you surprised they went long with their own kickouts?
every one, Tom, I was getting, like, I was surprised. And again, the one thing we have to remember, Tom, and I was critical, probably a wee bit of the mark at the start, you know. I think, once again, Mickey has pulled out one out of the bag here. He went and looked at the mark and thought that the mark would probably work in his favour, which I think he did. I think it did, in a way. Like, you know, Colin Kavanagh done very well at midfield. He was picked out. And, you know, that was clean possession for us, you know, taking the mark. Like, I would say, I'm not sure what the stats are, but I would say Tyrone took maybe four or five marks, Tom. And most games, you don't see anybody really taking the mark. So, again, Mickey worked on that. Obviously, that the mark was something that could work for us. And it did, Tom. It kept us, you know, more clean possession in the middle of the field. I was a bit concerned to start kicking the ball out, you know, especially when Michael Murphy's running around the middle of the field. Anything's possible there. But, no, we done well for the field. And, again, I think the mark was something that Mickey had in his mind as well. And, again, this is only speculation. It seemed to work for them, so it seemed to be something that he was using, Tom.
Not to a guest, Glenn Clark coming, Luke Glasgow, and a shock from the show to meet Tom Cormack with you as usual until 9 o'clock. We're just the voice of John Lynch there, of course, former Tyrone All-Star defender, reflecting on Tyrone's 9-point victory over Donegal in last Sunday's Ulster Senior Championship semi-final. And of course, the second of those semi-finals is on this Sunday. It's Monaghan versus Down in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh, with the winners playing Tyrone in the final in 3 weeks' time. We're going to be joined by Manus Boyle in a few moments. But just before we go to a break, back to you, John, just for a moment. 12 different scorers, I think, are counted. That's one stat I definitely counted on last Sunday. That certainly tells us a lot.
It does, Tom, and I'm sure Mickey takes a lot of pleasure in seeing that stat, because, you know, Tyrone was heavily criticised for not being a good... not, you know, basically people are saying we didn't have forwards, you know, and I would be forced to agree we don't have that marquee forward that a lot of people talk about. But I keep harping back, Tom, to the fact that there's possibly only maybe one or two teams, Donegal, possibly Monaghan, really not Kerry, probably have the marquee forwards. We had quite a number of forwards there scored for us, you know, and like, the likes of like young McGeary, McGrew, you know, Sludden was immense, like Mark Bradley. You know, all of them players, all contributed to their scores, and it's something that I'm sure again that Mickey had been working on, the fact that, you know, there's criticism that we had no forwards, and it was the point I was saying Mickey was very very very, very glad to be able to point out and prove that, you know, these lads are quite capable of scoring from long range and from close, you know,
and got in for a goal as well, and maybe could have a couple of more only for Mark and Hugh McGinley.
Yeah, Mark had an amazing game. I thought, like, there was possibly, I think, 3 to 4, you know, goal chances. Mark Anthony probably pulled off 3 of the best saves, you know, this year so far. So, you know, credit to him. But, you know, that's something that's a negative that Mickey needs to be looking at from a Tyrone point of view, Tom. We need to be able to put the ball in the net. And, you know, apart from good goalkeeping, we need, you know, clinical up front. We have to be clinical when it comes to scoring goals. You know, Tom, we didn't get them. And that's the criticism that I would have on us at the minute, that we just weren't able to put a few goals in.
Shane, John Lynch, Conchlin, we're here on the GAA programme on Wednesday night here on Highland Radio. And just to give you those a text number again, it's 086 60 25000. And if you're texting us from outside the dialing area, it's 00035386 60 25000. We'd love to hear from you if you have any comments about the game or any comments about any issues on the Gaelic Games front. We would love to hear from you. Coming up after the break, we'll be joined by Manus Boyle to give us, well, his thoughts and reflection on that Donegal Tyrone Ulster Senior Championship semi-final in Clonus on Sunday. And we'll also be joined by former Derry star Eamon Burns to reflect on Derry's victory over Waterford in their first round qualifier, and of course look ahead to their big game with Mayo on Saturday week.
The GAA programme with Tom Cormack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Rash, because you and Clark come and Luke Glasgow in the Shockdown Show with me, Tom Cormack, as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And well, I'm in company tonight with John Lynch from Tyrone. I'm joined by Manus Boyle from Donegal. And a little later, we'll be joined as well by former Derry star Eamon Burns to look back on the Oak Leaf County's victory over Waterford last weekend down in Waterford in the first round of the qualifier. But first of all, Manus Boyle, first of all, good night to you. And well, Manus, it wasn't the victory we were expecting. It was certainly not the margin of victory or the margin of defeat we were all expecting. What did you make of Sunday?
I suppose, Tom, for starters, it was extremely disappointing. You know, we all have a fair idea of what commitment the Donegal players have given and the amount of workload that they've had for the last 8 or 9 months of it. I think, you know, to be fair to them, it showed on Sunday, because after 15, 20 minutes, they weren't even second to the ball. You know, they were just so far off the pace I think you always play one of those games. John will tell you, Eamon Burns will tell you, you know, there's always a couple of those games in your career, and for the Donegal lads, that'll be one of them, you know, where everything just goes wrong, and there's no excuses, there's no real reason. They just happen, and I think when the Donegal lads look back, that's what they'll believe went wrong on Sunday, you know. But to be very fair, Tyrone were absolutely brilliant, you know. I thought their half forward line was just on top of everything, especially Kieran McGeary. I thought he was excellent, and Sludden, they just controlled the game. I know that Colin Kavanagh and Sean Kavanagh, and you know, they'll always get the plaudits, you know, and Callum McCarron, who was excellent. But I thought the Tyrone half-hour line was just brilliant, you know.
You mentioned there, obviously, that you felt it was just one of those days. Is that maybe too simple, is it? Or is it just more...
It probably is too simple, Tom. You know, I've listened to a lot of commentary on the aftermath of the game, and, you know, it was something that I looked at myself, was the age profile of both teams, and there's not a huge bit of difference, you know, and a lot of the young lads that Rory have come in and have gained great experience at both minor and under 21 level, and considering that your career doesn't last as long as, you know, you have to get up to speed very quickly, you know, and I just didn't think we'd done that. We didn't get our hands on Tyrone. There wasn't a decent tackle in the first half. We shadowed, we didn't press, we didn't, you know, make it hard for Tyrone. I mean, they kicked out of 121, they kicked 119 from play, you know. I mean, we played Ulster Championships and we didn't score 119 from play, you know. You know, that was just... It was surprising, because it's not what we have come to expect from Donegal.
Did Donegal people, and I know we can all get very excited and our expectation levels can rise, did we read too much into the National League campaign?
It's certainly possible that we did, Tom. You know, I mean, we all want to see our county do well, and I suppose the expectations are that after last year's Ulster final, I, like many others, felt we left it behind, and, you know, and everybody wanted to make good of that. Plus, you know, a lot of the older lads had decided to walk away, so, you know, you like to give the best, you know, the best of hope for a new team coming through, but, you know, it just wasn't there on Sunday. And, I mean, if you look back in the Antrim game, there was signs of that. There was certainly signs of that in the Antrim game, that while we were too strong in areas, we couldn't put them away until the last 15 minutes, you know, which was surprising, you know, especially for a team that had, you know, for I suppose a team that we thought were capable of winning the Ulster Championship.
Hmm. But having said that, you know, Donegal are very much a team in transition. You know, there's an awful lot of experience, an awful lot of, you know, quality players, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be gone, but left the team, you know, it is a rebuilding job. Were we expecting to, you know, had we thought that, you know, that we had found, you know, all that experience and everything all in one couple of months?
I suppose, Tom, you know, because the younger lads had played so well in a number of the league games, and, I mean, that pointed in the right direction. You know, it looked good, and they were going in the right direction. But I suppose, you know, what we probably overlooked was, you know, where were Mayo when we played them, where were Monaghan when we played them. This Donegal team has been training since last October, so they went into the National League probably 6-8 weeks ahead of anybody else. And I mean, especially the drawn game against Dublin and Balfe. Dublin had only a week done at that stage, so I suppose we did get maybe a bit carried away. But I think it's more in hope than maybe if we were being totally honest with ourselves, you know.
Yeah. But the strange thing about it, like, it was, you know, as you heard Rory say there and Mickey Hart had said before, like, it was quite even for the first 15-20 minutes. Were you surprised? Certainly I was, at how quickly Tyrone got away from us.
Well, it was even to a point, Tom, and it was just something I said to a couple of lads that were at the game with me, and that Donegal had to work extremely hard for the first 4 or 5 points. Apart from Murphy just showing a bit of class from outside the 50, the other 4 points were all, the player was pushed extremely hard to take the score, where if you look at the Tyrone first 5 points, they were just tap-overs. I mean, it was like challenge game stuff. There was nobody putting them under severe pressure that you would expect in a championship match. There was nobody close to them. There wasn't a hit, really, of any worthy cause in it, you know. And, you know, it just didn't feel like a championship defensive strategy, you know, aggressive and intensity and all that stuff that you expect in a championship, especially from your defence. That wasn't there for Donegal, and that was from the very start. I think just Tyrone then found the space and they just upped it a gear. And it was, I mean, those 7 points before half-time were just, you know, just at a different level. But there were easy points. It's easy to kick for that level of player. It's easy to kick when you're under no pressure, you know.
That's the voice of Manus Boyle, of course. Manus scored 9 points in an All-Ireland final in 1992. And, well, I know clock is pressing us. Manus, stay with us. And I hope John Lynch is still with us as well. We want to get back to you in a moment. But I want us to go to Jerry now and be joined by another All-Ireland winner, Eamon Burns. Eamon, first of all, you're very welcome to the programme and joining us here tonight. I don't suspect that there's great, many people in Derry jumping up and down after last week's victory over Waterford, but still, nevertheless, you're back on the bike.
No, it seemed to be a job done, Tom. You know, it was a bit worrying whenever Waterford, you know, ran Cork to a point, but went down there and they seemed to control the game, won fairly easily. I suppose any joy you'd have was a wee bit short-lived when we get the draw on Monday morning when you're drawn away to Mayo. It wasn't really the draw we were looking for. So it's going to be difficult. There's no great optimism in Derry at the minute. The Tyrone result was pretty poor. But it's good to get back there. You have a decent record in the qualifiers, but it's going to be a heck of a trip to Castlebar, I would think, now, you know.
Yeah. Nevertheless, you know, the fact that you went to Waterford, got the victory, you know, you have that wanted game advantage over Mayo. They've still to get back, you know, to, people don't know what to expect from Mayo. What is the mood like, do you think, among the players, you know, because it has been a rough few months?
I can say it's not powerful, to be honest, Tom, you know, with Division 3 and you know, the playing through. The Tyrone result was very, very poor. You know, it didn't show any progress from last year. Just in the week of the game, then obviously, and it was a bit of a controversy with the captain of the team ended up playing in the club match, and then Damien didn't consider him for the Waterford match. But you know, they didn't let that affect them. They went down and they made a few changes, and they were fairly effective. As I say, it was a wee bit when, because you know, Waterford are obviously one of the minnows in Ireland, but they had run Cork to the point, so we were a bit worried about the long journey down and all the rest of it on Friday evening and playing on Saturday and heating that down there, but we came through it on skates. But no, it doesn't, a win they got over Waterford, unfortunately, Tom, doesn't really lead to great optimism for an away trip to Mayo, because whilst, you know, Galway deserved their win over Mayo were still a wounded animal, and you would think that you know, they're up there in the top, in my age, are the top 4 or 5 in the country still, so you would expect them to be strong favourites.
Yeah. Looking at the Derry personnel, quite a lot of big names missing still, is there?
There isn't, Tom. You know, the people have made a lot of it about players up for club football and that, really, and when you go through it all, really, some of the Ono Corian lads are really the only club boys that have opted out this year, you know, the McGoldricks and Niall Holly and that there are missing that. But apart from that there, you know, I mean, Islamiel contingent, they're all on board and trying their best. And, I mean, they're playing both football and hurling for the county at the minute. any big names apart from, you know, those Korean boys are playing. So I know that the likes of Mark Lynch is on the bench and Emmett McGuckin are on the bench. Possibly he might start the next game. And obviously, you know, Enderlin himself could possibly start against Mayo. Whether those have been up to swing a game against Mayo, without it, Tom, you know.
Anyway, just a text in here, and it's a question for Manus, and funny I was going to come to it because it was a topic you were writing in your column in the Donegal Democrat last week. It's a joke, Donegal players not playing for their clubs 2 weeks out from the Tyrone game, while I think the Tyrone players played. What do you make of that, Manus?
it's funny to hear that a Derry player was dropped for playing his first club. I'm just aghast at it, you know. Yeah, I felt that, you know, a week out is probably enough, you know, but...
Well, the 13-day rule does apply, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's very hard to get to the bottom at who made the decision, Tom, for the players all en masse not to play that day. I think it showed a great deal of disrespect to the club players who have tried to keep the thing going all through the years, you know, all through the year. I think it's probably come to a boiling point in Donegal now. I think the star fixtures don't work. I think the present league format doesn't work. So to suit rural clubs that are low in numbers and that have a couple of county players, I think it needs to be addressed. And the more we talk about it, the less has been done. You know, I'm disappointed that the players would, if it was the players that decided, I'd be disappointed in that. And if it was the manager, I'd be disappointed in him too, that he would do that 2 weeks out.
Yeah,
but that's the way. Funny, I heard something earlier on today that the Waterford players hadn't played for their clubs in 8 weeks.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, so it's not it's a national thing.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
In fairness to Rory Gallagher, he has always said he strictly adheres to the 13-day rule. It's a topic we're going to have to come back to, but I think that's about it. Unfortunately, we're not going to find out from John and from Manus how they feel Donegal is going to do and how Tyrone is going to do as well. Of course, Tyrone will be playing in that Ulster final against either Monaghan or Down. And also, our congratulations to Derry Miners, who are through to a third Ulster final in a row. Certainly great work goes, credit goes to Damien McAuley and their coach. That's about it from me, from Tom Comeck, from Manus Boyle, from John Lynch, from Eamon Burns, and from Jimmy Stafford and Sound. Good evening, Shock, the Huggins, Slonagas, Bannock.